Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4.18, up 1.5 on the open. July, 4.22, up 2.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.52.5, up a half on the open. May, 3.63.5, up a quarter. July, 3.75.5, up 1.5. September, 3.84, up 1. December, 3.95, up a half. March, 4.01.5, down 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 2.22¾, up 3/4 on the open. May, 2.33, up 3/4. July, 2.42, up a half. September, 2.49½, up 1.25. December, 2.59, up a half. The red line March, 2.64¾, down a quarter on the open. March oats opened at 1.92¼, up a quarter on the open. May, 1.92¼, up a half. March soybeans opened at 5.85, down 2 on the open. May, 5.96, down 3. July, 6.07, down 1.5. November, 6.16½, down 3.25. January, 6.23, down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 1.82, down 40 on the open. May, 1.84.20, down 20. March soybean oil opened at 22.20, down 7 on the open. May, 22.65, down 2. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 108.35, up 10 on the open. April, 109.40, up 17.5. May, 109.75, up 12.5 on the open. February live cattle opened at 91.20, up 35 on the open. April, 88.75, up 10. April lean hogs opened at 62.05, up 57.5 on the open. May, 67.10, up 30. June, 69.35, up 45. July, 67.30, up 12.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 81 even, unchanged on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks. Dale Dirkholtz filling in for you last week. I want to begin with just an open question, Dan, and ask you, as you look at all the charts in front of you, what are the key features that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, corn and wheat are clearly they're holding in their sideways to higher pattern that basically began to unfold back in early December or late November. That has kind of continued. We've had a couple scares along the way, but the market has been able to kind of come back. But right in here, I think there's an opportunity, or at least it looks like there may be a congestion area being traced out in here. The market does feel a little heavy. Open interest is quite large in here. So you're going to have some new buying to kind of fuel it higher. And I think when you have large open interest, there's a tendency to maybe take some profits. And I think that's maybe what the markets have experienced. Soybeans, I view the trend as sideways or as coiling into a triangle formation. We had a scare here, not yesterday, but the day before. It kind of went down to the bottom end of that triangle formation, held above it. Then yesterday we turned around, and then reversed higher. Then we kind of closed up against it or slightly above it, maybe in the March contract, depending upon how you draw the lines. Whether or not you use regular session highs or if you use full session highs, which include the overnight. But soybeans are coiling into an apex of that triangle, kind of marking time, I think, to wait for a fundamental event to trigger a breakout of that pennant formation or triangle formation, and then we kind of go from there.
Crop size in South America, the breakout point?
Well, maybe, but that's not new. We all know that. I mean, there is a building inventories in soybeans that makes you kind of scary when you look at distant balance sheets, but you know, we haven't got the 06 crop planted here in the United States. We haven't got it raised. And I think, you know, this morning's 30-day and 90-day weather outlooks ratchet up the tension a little bit that at least the spring here looks to be kind of warm and dry. So we'll have to go from there. But when you look at subsoil moistures and topsoil moistures, and then you add a distant weather forecast of warm and dry, I do think the market's probably going to worry a little bit about weather conditions and this kind of stuff. So we'll have to kind of take it from there.
Chances that this breakout in the apex will be to the downside, at least in the short term, before potentially going up on these potential weather concerns in the summer?
Well, as a true technician, Dave, you let the market tell you what it wants to do. You can speculate on that, but as a true technician, I'm just going to let the thing coil into the apex and then see which way we go, and then you have to make the judgment whether or not it's a false breakout or a valid breakout. And formations like this have a tendency to create traps. For us in the technical world, we call them bear traps. If it would break out to the upside for a couple days and then fail, that would be you trap the that would be a bull trap. If it broke to the upside, if it broke to the downside for a few days and failed to follow through, then that would be a bear trap. So I know this sounds a little complicated, but if you just sit back and let the market tell you what it wants to do, that's what technicians do. Now, for those of us that meddle with supply-demand fundamentals and incorporate the technicals and then try to come up with an opinion for farmers, a lot of times that gets confusing. And that's why a lot of time people just they just throw their hands up and says it's too confusing for me. But let the market work. Let the market tell you which way it wants to go, and we kind of go from there.
Let's look at the May corn then, and laser in on those last couple of sessions where it has indeed dipped below from what might be an uptrend. Came back yesterday on evidently index fund buying right at the close. Wonder if you think that, technically speaking, another potential leg up is possible.
Well, everything is possible.
Yeah.
The trend is sideways to higher. We had a break. We bounced back. We kind of see how we follow through here today. But, you know, if you want to, the trend is sideways to higher. So, I mean, tech types are going to buy the break, and that's what they did here. Now, I do think the action, like I said, the last couple of weeks, it kind of looks like we're wanting to maybe turn the thing sideways a little bit after having a pretty good up out of the mid-January low. The key points now that everybody's going to be watching will be these lows that we had here. A week ago, we had a reversal low up about 27.5. This week's lows has also been 27.5. So there's probably going to be a bunch of sell stops build somewhere down underneath this 27.5 level. And then there'll be another round of sell stops probably building underneath the 25.5 level. So if this thing would begin to roll over, you could probably see some pretty heavy sell stops selling and send the May futures back to the low 220s fairly quickly.
Thank you very much, Dan. Have a great day.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at 421, up 4.5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 353.75, up 1.75. May, 365.25, up 2. March corn, 222, unchanged. May, 232.5, up 0.25. July, 241, down 0.5. December, 258, down 0.5. March beans, 584, down 3. May, 596.5, down 2.5. July, 608, down 2.5. November, 618.5, down 3.25. March soybean meal, 182.20, down 20. March soybean oil, 22.28, up 1. At the Merck, March feeder cattle, 108.55, up 30. February live cattle, 90.80, down 5. April lean hogs, 61.75, up 27.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.